And that hurt, I'll admit it, but put down the knife, Dexter. Another sound behind me, and a small gurgle. The knife in my hand went up. Dexter, look out, Deborah said, and I turned. Detective LaGuerta was on one knee, gasping, straining to raise her suddenly very heavy weapon. Up came the barrel, slowly, slowly, pointed at my foot, my knee. But did it matter? Because this was going to happen now, no matter what, and even though I could see LaGuerta's finger tighten on the trigger, the knife in my hand didn't even slow down. She's going to shoot you, Dex, Deb called, sounding somewhat frantic now, and the gun was pointed at my navel. LaGuerta's face was screwing itself into a frown of tremendous concentration and effort, and she really was going to shoot me. I half turned toward LaGuerta, but my knife was still fighting its way down toward Dexter, said Mommy Deborah on the table, but the dark passenger called louder and moved forward, grabbing my hand and guiding the knife down. Dex!
You're a good kid, Dex,
whispered Harry from behind in his feather-hard ghost voice, just enough to twitch the knife so very little up again. I can't help it, I whispered back, so very much growing into the handle of the quivering blade.
Choose what or who you kill,
he said with the hard and endless blue of his eyes, now watching me from Deborah's same eyes, watching now loud enough to push the knife a full half inch away.
There are plenty of people who deserve it,
said Harry, so softly above the rising, angry yammer of the stampede inside. The tip of the knife winked and froze in place. The dark passenger could not send it down. Harry could not pull it away. And there we were. Behind me, I heard a rasping sound, a heavy thump, and then a moan so very full of emptiness that it crawled across my shoulders like a silk scarf on spider legs. I turned. LaGuerta lay with her gun hand stretched out, pinned to the floor by Brian's knife, her lower lip trapped between her teeth and her eyes alive with pain. Brian crouched beside her, watching the fear scamper across her face. He was breathing hard through a dark smile.
Shall we clean up, brother? He said.
I can't, I said. My brother lurched to his feet and stood in front of me, weaving slightly from side to side.
Can't, he said.
I don't think I know that word. He pried the knife from my fingers, and I couldn't stop him, and I couldn't help him. His eyes were on Deborah now, but his voice whipped across me and blasted at the phantom hairy fingers on my shoulder.
Must, little brother. Absolutely must. No other way.
He gasped and bent double for a moment, slowly straightening, slowly raising the knife.
Do I have to remind you of the importance of family?
No, I said. With both my families, living and dead, crowded around me, clamoring for me to do and not do. And with one last whisper from the hairy blue eyes of my memory, my head began to shake all by itself, and I said it again.
No,
and this time I meant it.
No, I can't. Not Deborah.
My brother looked at me.
Too bad, he said. I'm so disappointed.
And the knife came down.